Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I am excited once again. We're back, and we're going to be talking about another hot topic, the boardroom meetings. How do you make your music the focus of the conversation? But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that as we do communicate that we are mindful that it is you who brings this activity about in our lives, that it is you who brings all the power in which our talents can drive, and it is you that deserve all of the glory overall in all that we do. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Lord, we also ask that you cover every ear, every mind that is tuned in and locked to the program. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about the boardroom meetings. How do you make your music the focus of the conversation? I just want to take y'all down a path with me for a moment. I just want to say, imagine yourself auditioning for America's Hottest Talent. You get a call back. The next day, your name and face is in show lights. Now, you are the world's biggest star. Sounds too good to be true, don't it? Well, it is. It is too good to be true. And I got to tell you like this. On the most part, for everyone who get in this business, it's usually they've been paid their dues. They've done the hard work that it takes to get there. They've done everything as far as dotting their I's, crossing their T's to create a buzz around what they're doing. And today, the paradigm has shifted to the independent artist. You have no choice. You have no choice but to step up to the plate and do your thing. And then once you do, the executives are coming. Because they see value in what you do. And because they see value in what you do, they are talking among each other about what you're doing. Imagine, don't get me wrong, Macklemore, everybody see Macklemore as just jumping up overnight as an overnight success. Trust me, it was not that way. Macklemore had his things together. Macklemore is doing an awesome job. The majors got behind him not on his product. Got to be honest with you. The momentum he drove got everybody around boardrooms talking about his success and how he's doing it. That's the topic of conversation we want to get in tonight, and let's get into it. I'm going to go to area code 517-403. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your contribution.
I'm calling from Texas.
Who is this?
S-Dub,
welcome to the show. S-Dub, give us your opening statement of the night topic. We're talking about the boardrooms meetings. How do you make them talk about your music and keep your music as the focus of the conversation in the room? Let me hear what you're doing now.
All right. What I'm doing now, basically, every time I go do a show, I shut it down. This is point blank. I just got the freestyle. But the thing is, it doesn't take overnight. No, it's been 16 years now, but it's just like now just piling up to get the buzz popping. Twitter's heating up. I got reverb, everything's hitting up now. People are starting to get buzzed everywhere. But the thing is, you always, when you go through a contract, you want to make sure the contract is right for you. You know, you want to test it and see what's going on. You want to make sure that you can fix this part, fix that. Distribution is always the good way to go. And to a major, it all depends on what you want to do with that. You know, you don't want to mess yourself over because it's always a money forward kind of thing. If you can't do what they want, then you know dang well you're about to fall off. You need to know what you're going to do in this game.
All right, that's Doug weighed in. Knocked them out. Knocked them out. You did a good job there, sir. Thank you for your introduction. I got Rodolph, what's happening?
Good evening. I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest enjoying the weather. Now, you know, hey, I hear concepts and I understand. And you did bring up Macklemore, you know, and I'm so happy you did that. And, I think that was like throwing a hook out into the water. You're kind of sneaky that way. But since he's from the Pacific Northwest up here, I got to tell you, there's three dimensions to Macklemore. There's the artist in the studio. There's the gentleman that is got a degree in business and understands contracts and what he wants. And then there is the entertainer, the showman. And the three putting together is what the boardroom did for him. Because believe it or not, most of the hip-hop artists don't know what a concert master is. They have no idea. But if they watch the Michael Jackson, the last that he was supposed to do going on tour, they'll realize a concert master is necessary in putting that stage act together. You know, one thing is, understanding what's happening on stage. But most hip-hop artists think that they can rise by just using a microphone and a track. Well, those days are over. You can put that one in the closet and put the lock on the door. It's not happening. You know, I mean, been through it, stayed with it for a very, very long time. But now hip-hop is evolving. We're going to get into the boardroom because, you know, even in the production part, in the boardroom, there's what they call a man that is a fixer. I talked about that with someone today. We'll get into that because they don't even know what that is. You know, so let's get this rolling, you know, and we're going to get deep into it. So, back to you, Poetic.
All right. What I want to say is before we even get into, the whole topic, the one thing that you have to have on point is the music. The music has to be tight. It has to be polished. You will not escape getting into this business thinking you're going to jump on and be America's icon in music if your music is not hot, tight, where the general public is wanting it. It's a demand for it. It has to be. You have no other choice but to take it to this level first. And then we're going to talk about how we start the momentum. So we already got a hot track, guys. We already got hot music. But what kind of concepts evolves around this thing to really make it airtight? So we have an ironclad, solid plan that cannot be contested. All right. I'm going to bring it to S-Dub. What's your thoughts, man?
What's my thoughts about the whole situation?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me think. First of all, if the person has the talent, they can do something, but you're right about the production. You want to make sure that you have the right production. Lately, I've been stepping up my production. Like right now, I'm about to have a mix and master copy coming tonight of Movie Bars, and I'm about to release it to the world. It's my first ever mix and mastered which I was messing around. You got to make sure you mess around with the right producers, too. See, the producers, they talk a good game, but then again, they're bringing bullshit. I mean, sorry.
No problem. Just, all right, hold that down. Appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, but what I'm saying is someone's bringing, you know, talking a good game, but they're not going to back up what they're talking, then you shouldn't mess with them. Like, in this game, I've been through 3 labels already. I've been to situations where I was going to do something, but then they cut it down. I had music on YouTube, everything. I had an album about to come out, and then they turn on you. It's just part of what it is. So if you stay independent, you have your own thing, and you have to have a reliable manager, which I do. And the thing is, I also step out of my own world when I get out there and I network. When I go do shows, I grab my phone and I'm networking. I'm doing the SoundCloud, the Reverb. I'm doing the Facebook. Because that's what you do. If you network, a network is standing, can bring in a base that no one could ever think of. Like, a fan base can move quick on the internet nowadays because it's different. But if you're doing it in the streets too, that creates more buzz. And then when it comes down to it, you're like bottled in. Everybody's like, they're nonstop. They're just buzzing about you.
Awesome, man. That was, man, that was really thick what you just laid on. I appreciate
what was that.
What 732-910.
Hello?
I need you to turn your radio down, man, because I'm hearing some feedback. But
yeah,
let's
I'm
go.
I'm hopping off the train.
All right, 732-910. State your name, where you're calling in from.
I'm Big Play Gunny Baby. I'm calling from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Live in the press.
Okay. Now go ahead and give us your opening statement of tonight's topic. And we're talking about the boardroom meetings. How do you make your music the focus of the conversation? Talk to me. What's your walk like?
Me personally, it's being able to be able to keep in contact with the people and relate to them and be educating them in a way where it's bringing them closer to consciousness. I think that has been missing. That's the missing element in today's music right now. Everybody's gravitating towards the stuff that's really not making any sense, and people are just getting dumber and dumber. I think my music, I mean, I got enough quality music where everybody's going to relate to it, because everybody, whoever wants to learn something or feel as though they're trying to enhance what they're doing in their daily lives, and it's inspirational at that.
Awesome. I love hearing what I just heard. Rado, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I got a lot of love for the hip-hop artists, but let me tell you this. You know, I get a lot of submissions here at Hip Hop National Radio, and I hear a lot of good, skilled, talented people. But I hate to say it, they're so inside the box. You know, I understand one having pride in what one does, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with sounding your own horn about your greatness. But I think what it is let's all come back down to earth and let's sit down and you have to be in the frame of mind to be to adapt. So in this boardroom conversation of people that are accredited for knowing the music, the business, the side of the show, you know, and all those things are needed on a team of young entertainers. You know, hip-hop artists can become great. They can have success. But, you know, I'm way on the other side of the United States, and there's so many hip-hop artists claiming a lot of things And, they're not coming to anyone and saying, hey, make me a good showman. Make my product go national, global. They just bring something, and they say, this is the bomb. This is good. And they're not getting help. You know, it's just like they're learning. They're learning about the music industry. They're learning about promotion. They're learning all these things as they go along. But all they'd have to do is take the time and say, hey, I need to know how to make my career profitable. See, because, you know, chump change is chump change. Let's just call it what we want to call it. I know everybody want to buy a house, want to buy a car, want to have a Visa credit card, MasterCard. They want to have credit. They want to have a business resume, bank account, to be known as Mr. one day, not just by their stage name, but Mr. Such and Such, okay? Because that's the way the world is going to see you. You know, what you're doing is an act. What is real is you being a person, okay? Now, you can get caught up in being an act, but then when it comes around and you spent all this time trying to do it, and you realize that, hey, the act is not going anywhere, you're going to have to come back and be Mr. Such and Such or Miss Such and Such. Let's not leave the ladies out. Okay? You know? So what we're saying here is in the boardroom, for your music to be heard, for you to get your business earning income, you need to have people that are going to put together a tactical plan and put you in the proper training mode to be able to execute and make money in this music game. You know, I used to say the organ grinder and the monkey. And I'd get off and my wife would say, they don't understand organ grinder and a monkey. Back in the days, that was entertainment on the corner. There would be someone with a grinding machine that would put out a melody, and he'd have a monkey with a cup, and he'd get paid. Well, okay. Hip-hop went through the stages of sampling and all of those good things, and they had the DJ, and then they had the live band with the DJ in the beginning. And then they quit. They went to just the DJ and the artist. And that worked for a period of time. Now, those venues are not paying for that type of show because the public is now demanding more. I mean, you know, here's something that a lot of the young artists never heard. Most males go to a club because they're females. But when they listen to the entertainment or the show or the concert or what have you, they're listening for the mistake, the weakness, the out of pitch, the lackluster show. I remember people like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'd go to their concert, and I'd sit there, and I'd go, I'm waiting for the first mistake I hear, because these guys, man, their production is perfect. And they were on pitch. They were on key, and the show was fire. The young hip-hop artists fail because they go one-sided. They go into the studio. They do a production. And when they hit stage, where's the equipment? Where's the auto-tune? Where's the things to keep them melodic? In pitch, where's the backup singers? You know, where is the show? There is none. Nowadays, you know, they were talking. There was an article that said that Roots, was the only hip-hop band that was showing the instrumentation for live performances on stage. Well, now, they're not the only one. They might have been the creators to come back to it. Macklemore has, with the DJ. But remember, there are certain things that DJs can apply sounds and what have you with, but to get that paper, to get that $25, $40, $60, $100 per individual coming through that door, you got to give them more than just the microphone and the DJ. They want more than the organ grinder and the monkey for their money nowadays. It's a trip, but you got to adapt. You know, that's where going in and having the right consultants, the board, and the board, they're going to sit down and tell you, okay, your production. There's one guy that they're going to call the fixer. What's wrong with it? What do you think it needs? What parts of it would you have an issue? Did you ever sit down and ask anybody that, or were all artists so inside the box that everything they do is perfect? That's not the key to success. You know, in the days, the labels used to do that. The labels used to say, no, this is not. And they had a fixer. They had somebody. You know, so when we start to talk about the promotions and all of that, a bunch of names and a lot of people knowing who you are, well, okay, fine. That's just the social media. Some people just get a lot of people just so they can have what they call the show. I can show you. I got this many people on my network. Well, okay, but that's not money. It's possible money. But in that boardroom, that's a statistic. That's a possibility of what your drawing power might be if you put out an invite. Let's call it what it really is. They're not buying. They're just listed. You know, everybody want to be part of something. Okay, I can understand it. But in this industry, you have to ask yourself, real or am I just playing the game? Because, you see, there's so many that are going to, you know, they say, what is the life expectancy as far as a career in hip-hop is what, maybe 42? And then there you got to look for another job. So if you haven't got success by then, is there still a possibility of future success? You know, so this whole thing about the boardroom, it's real. I don't, you know, the artist doesn't direct the people in the boardroom. The boardroom direct the artist because they're doing it to the advantage of the artist. It's about money. It's about business. It's about how many... What side of it is this one in charge of? You know, one thing is the product. The next thing is the show. The next thing is the promotion. The next thing is on that product, you got to lose the fixer. When you send it to get it mixed and mastered, that's not fixing it. That's just mixing and mastering it. If you want a fixer, then you have to have someone that is going to take that position and make that product all it's supposed to be, you know, as far as vocal and what have you. And then let's say you become this craving by the public. When you hit the stage, you can't hit it with a cold mic, just any old mic and a DJ. Because it's not going to make you rise. It's going to, people are going to say, oh, yeah, I win. He was out of pitch and he was off tempo and, yeah, you know, and all of this and that. And him. You got to be on point. Teddy Pendergrass was never off point. You know, I mean, when you start talking about the icons, Eminem, he wasn't off point. I saw him on a show and he wasn't off point. You can't come out as an adult half-stepping. Now, if you're just a kid and what have you, okay, at 13, 14, okay, that's cute. That's okay. You're going to develop. But if you're coming out here as a hip-hop adult entertainer, oh, that's not allowed. That's just like going picking up your date with a fender off the car. And, you, hey, we're going out. Well, some things just, they're okay.
About my car.
Hey, I'm just looking at mine. But I'm lucky I got a wife.
Talk about my car,
hey,
brother.
It's okay. But, hey, you can give it back to the crowd.
All right. I just want to, Rodo, I need you to handle the board for me right now. I'm having some issues, just to let you know. So we're going to, let's go to John Lowe. He's joined us, too. If you would, open up his mic. John, I know you just.
You know what? There it is. John is in now.
Oh, so you having problems, too.
Okay.
Okay. All right. S-Dub, and we look like we got, lost Shotgun, so maybe Shotgun will join us back later. Anyway, John, give us your opening statement of tonight's topic, what you heard so far, and, you know, if anything you can add or take away from that. You have the floor.
Well, the thing is, trying to become a boardroom, you know, material, is that you got to be focused on something larger than yourself. I think most of the artists just focus on themselves and their just their mindset. But, you know, I found what was most challenging was the conversation you have in your head that stops you from reaching your dreams. You have to have self-motivation and know your purpose. You got to know what you want to do. You got to take charge of it. Take charge in what you want in your life or in your career. And you got to have a game plan together. And you got to be focused on what you want out of this industry. And the thing is, you know, to get to the boardroom, you know, discussion is that, you know, you got to sell yourself. You have to have something that's going to make the people talk, some kind of concept about your act or, you know, you got to have yourself real tight and organized. You know, you got to sell yourself, you know, to make people want to buy that product what you have. You just can't throw anything together and expect it, to overnight just blow up like that. You know, it's gonna take work. And I think Raw Dog stepped on some of the main points is that the key is that you're gonna have to get a team around you to be able to present your stuff to this boardroom. For it to get there, somebody got to present it to somebody. You know. But that's the thing is that you got to get organized and get your mindset focused on really what you want. And stop getting that, you know, get your mind out of this other people's problems and things like that. You know, just focus on what you need to accomplish and, you know, be relentless trying to reach what you need to achieve with your music. You know, it's a lot of people out there trying to sell themselves. So you got to have something better and more exciting to reach the people and stop being just the norm of rappers. You know, I think I saw something that Snoop Dogg just signed some artist, and it was a crazy guy that he just signed. And I think the artist singing a song about throw that boy booty or something like that. You know what I mean? Like it's posting. It's crazy, man. Like I seen it on Facebook, you know, YouTube, and you know, got guys up there, got shorts on, you know. I mean,
yeah, you hit something that, you know, like we were talking about marketing and to know who you're trying to market to, and you know what, Macklemore tapped into it. When he did the song, he didn't know who he was and at the age of 9, and he asked his mom, I can't even think of the name of the song. But he thought he was gay. Just like the village people, there are a demand in the gay clubs for a rapper. It's not the way I walk or my lifestyle. So I don't know any artists, but as a businessman, Snoop Dogg is entering a market he didn't enter. He found an artist that would enter that market, and let me tell you something. He gonna have wheelbarrows of money pushing it home. Not a bad marketing concept.
Yeah, like I say, that was something surprised me when I saw the video and stuff. He did certain markets.
Yeah. See, now, I don't ever want to see the video.
I mean, it's crazy. But the thing is that, he might get that much out of the market, but you want to get the whole market. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? They have... It's untapped. It's not like the straight hip-hop market. It is untapped from one end of the world to the other end of the world. If you're not into the gay lifestyle, you have no idea how big of a market that is. And I'm not into the gay lifestyle, but they have a lot of money to spend. We have a gay mayor for the city of Seattle up here in Washington State. Let me tell you something. In the gay community, they have a lot of money. A lot of money. They party real hard. God bless them. Hey, choice is choice. This is America. But that's an untapped hip-hop market.
Yeah, I see that, because he definitely signed this guy and stuff like that, That would just call
me. If you find a gay hip-hop artist, call me. we'll make money.
Well, I would assume that's what he's going to do, but, like I say, that just, that just caught me by surprise to promote that.
Go to win.
Stuff like that. But, like I say, that's a marketing scheme, what he's trying to do, make money and everything.
Yeah.
But like I say, that's also is an advantage and a disadvantage. You know what I mean? Because you want to reach the large crowd possible. You can't try to get your music out there and stuff like that. You can only be played on one side. Like you get to thinking about, well, then if you listen, checking this video out and stuff like that, listen to this music, then somebody gonna, well, they might assume, well, then, he might not be quite straight.
That's
what I mean? So it's a lot of advantage and disadvantage dealing with that circumstance and what he chose to do. But
true.
Saying,
Now think about this. You are a producer and a manager, and you are looking for talent. And I believe, just knowing you, that if you found a talented gay male artist, hip hop.
Dude's got a lot of mind wisdom. He's got a lot of mind wisdom. He's got a lot about the game, and that's good.
Yeah, So if you, let's put it like this. Talent is talent, and everybody has a marketing strategy, and maybe that hip-hop artist is more comfortable doing and being in the gay market, because I tell you right now, I can't put on those shorts and shake in front of nobody, okay?
Me personally, and spiritual person that I am, like I say, that would not be what I want. Me personally. And that's me personally, how I feel about things. And, like I say, I want to also to promote something kind of positive out there, like I say, of my character and my guys and stuff like that. I hear a lot of little kids running around the neighborhood. They say, are they always saying you gay? And just talking and playing and carrying on with a conversation is like a norm for them. And
yeah.
You know, like, and once I see that, you know, it really doesn't know what they're talking about, but they're just saying that.
Right.
You know, like, and then that's going to really confuse them, their direction in life, where they want to go. And they're going to say, well, that's okay, that's right. You know what I mean? But me, myself, I'm not speaking on nobody else or the perspective, what they would like to put out there, what they mean. But me, myself, you know, I don't want to do that.
Well, see, like, you know what? I think, John, it has something to do with your location. I do, and that's God's plan for you, okay? I understand what you're saying. The personal feelings and what have you and your convictions, there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. Living in a bigger city, and you're going to start traveling around to bigger cities because I know you've got an artist that is getting ready to blow up. And the whole thing about it is that you're going to see, after you come off a tour with your artists and what have you, I want to talk to you. And we're going to sit down and laugh and talk, and you're going to say to me, man, you know, business is business. And this world out here is different than you conceive it to be, because you got to let live who's living, and you got to wish the next person well. Their choices, you respect them. That's their house they live in. All right. But businessman that you are and talent agent that you are seeking talent, I believe you're going to say business is business. Talent, I'm in this to help and promote, and I'm here to take it back to where I live and invest it and help the young people. You're not going to cut off your money because you can help those that, when you go back home, to have a better life, to have better understanding, to have better values. You know, and you're going to trip off of that. And when you get on this tour, I hope it's coming up here to the Pacific Northwest, because I'll take you around to some places, and you and I will sit there, and our eyes will get wide, and you'll go, it's money. It's just business. Because let's put it like this. If you were a candy store, and you owned a candy store, it wouldn't matter who you did business with and what they thought about. It's just business. You're not going home with them.
Well, like I say, me personally, like I say, I don't judge that person for what they do. I mean, what they do in their household, that's what they do. Because I have some people that, you know, I know some people that, you know, pull down that lane, stuff like that.
Right.
I don't, you know, just distance myself from them, you know, disrespect them when I see them. I doesn't do that. Because, you know, everybody is a human being and everything. And like I say, I see a lot of that. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
You got a lot of people radio shows now that play that role as being, you know, you look at Madea, the things she do, you know. But,
right.
But it separates that point, it's just something to laugh about. It ain't real. And the thing is, in the industry now, there is separating the realness. You know, they're taking that away, the realness in the real life and everything. So the thing is, like I say, I'm just trying to, you know, I want to have a good mindset in teaching. I just want to do more than just make money.
I'm with you, John, I'm 100% with you. I can tell you like this. I can say, as far as mindset, as far as values, is concerned, I'm value-driven here at Hip Hop National, and I'm not trying to be funny. I don't want your song to, trying to spoil the whole society about your over sexual sex drive. I want some valuable music that can go around this country that can impact a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a whole bunch of people, and that can be embraced globally. Don't get me wrong. What's the guy's name who just recently I just had a brain fart.
Yeah, you did.
I'm happy. The happy song. What's his name?
Pharrell.
I ain't helping
Pharrell.
You.
Okay, Pharrell. I just had a brain fart. But Pharrell made a song that people can relate to. Those are some valuable songs. They can amount to serious business. Serious, serious business. You can walk in any business, any company that will put that on a stage in a heartbeat.
Yeah, definitely.
That's valuable.
Okay, well, wait a minute now. Hold it. You guys are taking this to a totally other dimension.
The village people
went global with YMCA.
I understand that.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, now, see, everybody got the concept that when I said a gay artist, it was a point of thinking the shorts and twerking, you know, the guy doing this.
No, but
let's,
a gay let, artist,
let's go to that
wrong,
Clay.
Gay
let's go to Clay Aiken.
That could be embraced,
let's go
love,
to Clay Aiken.
Life, family, all that stuff. Hey, I can deal with that.
Okay, but let's look at Clay Aiken.
Girl on girl, guy on guy, boy on girl, in the bedroom. What? Come on, seriously, how much?
Wait a minute, you're talking about the video. I'm talking about the artist. I don't even visualize any of that. That's not what I was talking about.
Okay.
You know, you have an artist. You know Clay Aiken that was on what is that?
Yes.
American Idol. Well,
he was
gay.
But he's a serious talent. But he's
okay,
not.
Okay. Well,
that's
but
not,
see, that's
what
I'm saying.
The message in his music. Don't get me wrong. He's morally and spiritually responsible.
Okay, but see, wait a minute now. Hold it. Listen. See. Okay. Yes. Now let's go to another artist, Queen
right.
Latifah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you start with
who did you say? I'll cut out. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did
Queen
you say?
Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Okay. Now she is openly in a relationship with a.
Rodo, I'm not confusing the two here. I don't care how open she is about her orientation. I'm talking about the message in the music.
We never got to the message. We didn't get to the message. We were getting to the artist.
If you got somebody talking, this is my opinion. You got somebody talking about breaking into somebody's house because they their habits is breaking into people's house, robbing people, and leaving them dead. And then they go put it on CD and they put it on tape. They just taught somebody else to do the same thing they just did.
Okay, but I wasn't talking
about the lyrics being
explicit. I just said that the artist's preferential point was catering to the gay audience. Now, does that mean it has to be sexual? No.
No. Now, that's a different story.
Okay, well, you guys took it to that side.
Now we're on the same page. Now we're on the same page because it's nothing wrong. Let me tell you something. This is my opinion. What you do in the privacy of your bedroom, I don't care. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well,
what you putting on CD and what you putting on tape, hey, don't get me wrong, my man. I'm not going to agree with it all.
Listen. See, you're taking blatant statements that they're making. I did not address as what they were doing in their artistry. I just said their sexual preference is the same sex. Now, see, whereas what I'm saying to you is that they are recognized by their own affiliations. I said that a gay artist, there is a money side to that in that industry that has not been tapped.
Okay.
I said that Snoop Dogg didn't do it. Now, John mentioned the video. I have not seen the video. I wasn't speaking on his artist. That artist, I was speaking as far as a businessman and the artist being gay. Yes, there is an untapped market. But I didn't say lyrics being explicit or videos, me producing anything like that. I gave you artists that were gay, that are gay, and they had done productions that you said were worthy. So there is a market that though he might have had that many gay followers that the straight side doesn't even know about.
Can I put a disclaimer out there? I just want to say something. To me, it doesn't matter if that person is gay or not. My wife look at the Project Runway, and the Project Runway, these guys, they put on, they make nice clothes for the general public. And they're really just making clothes that has no orientation at all. And they're good at their craft, and they're selling it to the general public. Will I not buy it because this person is gay? No, that's not the case. I'm going to buy this thing because it's nice, and I want to see it on my wife. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter about the orientation, because you're not selling sex in the music. I'm saying the clothing.
Yes, the talent must be talented. That's what we're saying.
This is the boardroom meeting that I see here. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about right now. I'm going to go to Hip Hop National for a second. In Hip Hop National, we just want a classy act. We don't want somebody who's trashy or trashing somebody, talking about beating somebody down and beating what you call it. We don't want that type of music on our program. That's just simple as that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the failure rate is very, very high. People are not buying into the dog
lane
anymore.
There's hundreds of thousands of programs out there that embrace that. Well, somebody's got to stand for something.
Yeah,
and
but,
right
you
now,
know.
My program, don't get me wrong, my program is to stand for getting music into, music is meant to be heard and not silenced. It shouldn't be nobody at no party turning your music down at no point because they grandma just stepped in the room or the president just stepped in the room. Everybody should be able to listen to that music clearly and concisely, not because it got the MF word and all of this and, oh, man, we can't do that here at this party. The DJ has to also all of a sudden snatch it off the thing. It's supposed to be clear and concise, and you should be able to be heard, period. And that's my concept. That's my philosophy. I truly live by it. And that's why Hip Hop National is this way. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But now I got a question for you.
What's that?
Okay. Now, you know the Teddy Pendergrass tragedy, right? When he got in the car accident and he had a transsexual in the car.
Yeah, but
okay.
Listen.
It was acceptable in his lyrics when everybody thought he was singing to a female. Okay? If he had never been in that crash, we might not doubt his sexuality. Okay? So when we're saying talent, and we say gay, and we say there's a market, and we say this and that and the other, you know, the whole point of being in music is not being prejudiced. It's not being judgmental. It's being classy. It's being an innovator in bringing about an original new style that is consumer ready and embraced by the public. So we look at all of those values. See, the boardroom. See, when you talk about the boardroom, that part of the sexuality and what have you has nothing to do in the boardroom. It's the product. It's the entertainer. It's all that in making that person profitable and having an income. See, so when we get into that point of it and what have you, just as we kicked it around on the air right now in the boardroom, that's exactly what would happen. The heads would come together and we'd sit back and we'd say, those explicit lyrics, they got to go. Stand for something or fall for it all. Are you trying to get out there and become successful and embraced by the public? Can't allow this. That is not going to float. Is it in pitch? What about your stage show? How are you going to perform if we get you this venue? And what are you going to present that's going to help your career? Or are you just making the money to make the money? So here's your microphone and here's the DJ. That's not career. That's just making money.
Let's hear from S-Dub. He just been out back in the cuff. I want to make sure we touch a basis. Did we touch on any notes that you're familiar with, bro, and that you want to just, you know, disagree or agree?
What I want to say, at the artist, you know, you got to have the talent, that's for sure. But you know what I'm saying? You want to have your hand in all markets and all genres and all ages, everybody. But what you're saying about the clean thing, yeah. And later on, as I got in life, as I grew up, and I now have a son. He's almost three. He'll be three in October. And I've been changing my music dramatically. I've changed it, and when I was younger, it was different because I was around that negativity. I was born in the projects, and it's just part of that. But as I got older, the class started. The class had started because I see my son, and I'm thinking, like, oh, do I want to be raised like that? I don't know if I want to do that anymore. Because now in society, you got to be able to be in a suit and tie to make that bread. Real shit, I mean, real stuff, you got to be able to add. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. That's where I know you can't cuss and stuff. I'm just getting excited.
I got that virus, too. Don't worry about it, but let's not
do it. Yeah, they say the most honest people do cuss, so.
Yeah.
Let me think, though, like, what's going on right now in today's hip-hop? I'm kind of, like, shaking my head right now on the radio, and I'm used to, like, Tupac, Biggie, Run DMC, Rakim, you know what I'm saying, Kazar, we're talking about Wu-Tang Clan, Sugar Hill Gang, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about all the people. But nowadays, it's like people are seriously just trying to, like, hop in and think they're all this and that, but then the thing, you need to think everybody's trying to get to that lane, trying to get to that strive, but how are you going to sit in line and wait and everybody pass by? But the thing is, I will let people pass by. But the thing is I'm forming that pass by. I'm forming a network to where everybody's forming to know. Like, let's see, I ain't advertising anything, but I came up with something like a group where I'm letting all the artists get exposure, and I'm adding more day by day. And it's just free promotion. It's when I post it, people hear it, and they're hearing everybody on there. I'm about unity. I'm bringing back the 90s. That's what I want.
And we're going to talk to you about that because, you know, hey, we like spreading good messages, too, but don't do that here tonight. Definitely we're going to talk to you about that because that's important. I do want to say, you said you was from the projects, right?
And yeah, I came from the projects.
From the projects, don't get me wrong, we get to see a lot of things because so am I. I grew up around it. I was from a low-income neighborhood, but the projects was all around me. We get to see life from a different perspective. And don't get me wrong, that's a part of education for us.
You grow up quicker.
Huh?
You grow up quicker. Your mind grows up quicker.
Yeah.
You see more stuff around than anything.
I'll say this. As a part of our education, once we step in the role of an entertainer, don't get me wrong, we now also step in a role that put us in somewhat of a leadership position. Most don't see it that way. But I'll show you why it's a leadership position. Because you start to get people who follow you. If you got 1 to 5 people following you, all of a sudden, don't get me wrong, when you go to a job, those 5 people, in a sense, will act as those people that's under you, they kind of act as you being the authority, and they see that, hey, I have to listen to this person. Well, what happens is when you become a artist, that's almost the same concept. People are listening to you. You can either step on and educate them to not be in the same position you are in, or you can keep them under and keep pulling them down. That's your choice. Because I'm from that projects too.
Because that's
so
what I can
relate.
Like the government.
Yeah. You feel me?
You make total sense, man.
I'm gonna say this to you. Yes, I understand what you're saying, and you're right on that. And you
it's
know,
not here.
It's a funny thing because you can motivate people. You can change lives with a thought in your lyrics. So, you know, all of those things are looked for in a music production. You know, and I could appreciate it. And, we're running up on that time. It's commercial time, isn't it?
Yeah, I already mentioned it once, but I'm going to tell you, Rod, my problem is I can't, even if I wanted to, these things, my buttons are going probably a minute behind when I'm touching it. So I don't even want to go there. Not on this side, because nothing's running accurate here. So, yeah. I'll go to it this way. I want to tell you guys, if you're listening in by your computer or any other type of device, I'd like for you to call in at 213-559-2995. If you'd like to be a part of tonight's conversation, simply press the number 1. That will highlight your number. That will allow us to know that you want to be a part of the conversation. Also, go to www.hiphopnational.com. And upload your music. Just to let you guys know, in our artist spotlight right now, we have Gabby Cashmere. And you got to get her music. Go get it. You can go to www.gabbycashmere.com and request the song here. It's called Red Lipstick and the AK. Very hot track. She's in our boardroom discussion now because she's doing her job. Her job. And I'll tell you like this, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Boardroom meetings, how do you make your music the focus of the conversation? And that's what we're talking about tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, call 213-559-2995 and press the number 1. All right. One thing I got from earlier, I heard John saying, you got to have team players, and you have team members who actually participate in what you're doing. I like to think of them as your board of directors, the ones that's gonna facilitate this thing, just as the pros did back in the days as the major labels, the ones that created. You got to create, I'm talking about seriously take this thing serious. Create yourself everything, the nuts and bolts of what it takes. I'm talking about make sure you have a plan. Set yourself up that you have a promotion department. All of these hats you might take on first yourself,
but you have to distribute them among a team. Make sure you have a marketing team. Make sure you have someone who can handle your media. Do your production work. Have a production house that can be a fixer to fix your music. If you don't, then you need to sub it out to Hip Hop National, Raw Dog Productions, because he's a fixer. He knows what he's talking about. He knows how to do it. Just to let you guys know, that's just a plug. Anyway, product management. Who handles the product? Make sure that everything as far as where this product is at, where it's at, who to get delivered to, all of that stuff is very important. You got to have a finance department, somebody who handles that money, and then watch over them. Make sure they're handling that money right for you. Somebody who deals with your international and national business affairs. Get a team, a lawyer if you have to, but make sure you got somebody there. And then a sales department, very important. Okay? All right, Rodo, back to you. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, you left out one.
What's that?
The concert master. You know, you can go in the studio, do a production, have a product. You can have all the rest of the things you said, but that concert master puts together the show. Because, you see, you know, it's one thing to do all the work, but then the next thing is to show the work and show the show. See, a lot of artists forget about that side. They work so hard on the production that they don't think about the show side. And so what happens is you got a heck of a good product, you've got a demand. The money for the show is going to make you an income because your product is making it one way, and when you do your shows, you're making money another way. You've got two ways of making money. That means you've got two jobs. You got two things going on. Okay, I couldn't do my Jamaican accent. But as many jobs and income flow as you can have is the way that you are going to build yourself in this music industry. You know, I was listening to Mariah, the lifestyle of Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, and the different ways that they were making money, it kind of blew my mind. In all of their houses, they have a studio. A music studio. Well, that's a write-off partially because of the fact that they can do business at home. You know, he's doing movies. He's producing people. He's hosting, you know, shows and what have you. So he's making money in all these different avenues. And so when you think about a boardroom and as an entertainer, you come into the boardroom just like we've talked over different concepts, different values. This is the makeup of becoming a successful artist, to have a team of people that are going to put that artist's profile and show together because it's a team effort. Don't get it wrong. I don't know very many hip-hop artists that they did it on their own without those different individuals. I don't know any, you know, and I would love if somebody really, really knew anybody that did that. Now, we've heard about artists that have a big buzz and what have you, but I have never seen them on stage. You know, the period of when they're on stage and, you know, now if we're talking about making $100,000 or $200,000 in a year, okay, that's good. But that's just scratching the surface as far as being an artist. Because you could go to college or go to a technical school and take up a trade and make that amount of money continuously every year. So we're not talking about a big advantage. We're not talking about an advantage that you can actually sit back and say is going to happen for the next 20 years like that. We're talking about the ebb and the flow of the artists. The consumers are fickle to an extent. They're always looking for the new and the better. And so what we're having here is the point, the growth of an artist, the growth of the artist's career, the longevity and sustaining it. We're talking about him becoming the true artist, you know, just not a one-hit wonder. And there have been those. But you'll find that where are they now? You know, we talk about Sinbad. You know, he's a comedian. But somehow he had wrong management. He didn't have a team, someone checking on his IRS debt. And, you know, money coming in, and yet somehow his attorney, his accountant, he didn't have his team together. I think he was being more of an individual than having a team, you know. And so you have to look at it in the aspect of, well, it's necessary to have employees that are creditable, that are have that type of a track record and loyalty. Because remember this, you got to pay your people well. You don't pay them well, and you're just making the full amount of the money. You know, the things break, bad news. The roof got blown off on the house. Okay, if they're not making enough money and they're working for you, you know, desperation will cause people to do things and helping themselves rather than being a team player. And, you know, only God can judge. And, you know, sometimes they'll say, thank you, God, for letting me have an opportunity to put my hands in this pile because of the fact that I got to do something. So you got to take care of your team well, because if you don't, you know, it's still survival. We still all got to survive. And so, you know, the board meeting, having that team being handled properly, you know, all of those things cost money. You just can't shortchange somebody, use somebody, and then find out you're coming up big and they're coming up short. It doesn't work to the advantage of the artist that wants to rise.
It's amazing you say that, because I tell you like this, it's so many people that goes out. Yeah, you said they didn't make it by themselves. I agree, but it's so many people go out with the mentality, I'm in this for myself.
Yep.
I'm in here by myself. I don't care what they do. They can be in a full-fledged band, and they can only see themselves. Selfish. John, what's your thoughts?
Man, like I say, man, you know, the boardroom team is very important. You know, sometimes they may not, you know, see eye to eye on certain things, but overall they got the interest of the artist with the best for them. You know, they can sit down and come to a conclusion, you know, that this is the best option. For the artist and to propel their career a little bit further than where it needs to be. So that's one good thing about having a team that, you know, sometimes they may not see eye to eye, but they'll sit down and come up with, the, you know, the best decision, the best option, you know, for this person to get his career going a little bit better and stuff like that, you know. And to say to these unsigned artists, you know, The mind is a vicious cycle, you know. You know, your mind may tell you sometimes you are a failure because you didn't produce what you want at that time. That don't mean you fail. It just meant that you haven't reached your goal yet. And don't give up and keep working on yourself to get to the next level and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of different challenges that you're going to run into with a conversation within yourself. You know, and that's what stops you from reaching your dreams and stuff like that. So, you know, you got to stop thinking inside the box and really be able to listen and take advice and, you know, and be able to have open ears to listen to what somebody on your team trying to tell you what's best for you, you know, to get you on top of your game and stuff like that. It's very important. And like I say, you know, dealing with the artists now, the upcoming artists, there's so many people out there trying to get into this industry. And for you to get heard, you're going to have somebody that knows somebody to help you, you know, further your career and stuff like that. You know, like I say, it's very important to have somebody on your team that's going to really be on your side, you know, just not there, just got the hand out looking for something. You want somebody there to really want the best for you in your career. You know, these are the type of things, you know, you're going to have in the boardroom meeting and stuff like that. You want somebody that's going to get in there and to fight for you, you know. You know, not fight over you, but fight for you and, you know, for things, you know, for your best interest in dealing with your career in this music industry and stuff like that. You know, well, like I say, it's a fortune. It's a blessing for me to be able to be on this type of show here to take in this knowledge and be around so many people that got so much knowledge and to help you, you know, to help me grow. And like I say, so, you know, you got all these functions and all these platforms here on this show. You know, you need to take advantage of it. You know, a lot of artists, you know, a lot of young kids may be out right now preparing to go out to the club and do something. But you got to make a sacrifice in your life to be able to prepare yourself, you know, be here on this show to listen and, you know, come and get on the show so that we can hear the artists, you know, what's in your mind. That's what we want to hear, you know. If you get in the boardroom, you know, all thing we know is when we hear your music, we don't hear nothing about you. What about yourself? What is your goal? You know, what you plan on doing with your music? What you want to do with your music? Which direction you want to take off with your music? You know, there's going to be a lot of questions, you know. You just don't want to just hear the music and don't hear nothing from the artists out here. You know, that's the main important thing. For the upcoming artists, they need to get more involved in speaking with the public, you know, really communicating with them. So, and let you know, to let them hear your heart, you know, what you really want, you know what I mean? So that they can really get on your side and help support you.
Man, you always say something that I could pull from that is like gold. You just said something about these artists need to get on something as far as their communication is concerned. You know what? That is very, very important that they learn how to talk with the press, overcome their nervous reactions, and be able to be comfortable in a conversation. Don't get me wrong. This is an opportunity of a lifetime to get on Hip Hop National and hobnob with some professional industry insiders. You just can't beat that. And then be able to speak on your toes and talk in a good conversation and knowing that your communication skills is only improving and getting better and better. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm that artist. I've been afraid to open my mouth, and sometimes even now I'll still go into that phase. But if you start practicing and practicing and practicing every day, you get better and better and more comfortable in opening up the microphone. And don't get me wrong, in a boardroom meeting, if you don't have that confidence around those people who's in that boardroom meeting, they see that you can entertain, but they can't put you out for public speaking, for other opportunities. That's going to be discussed in that meeting. How do we develop this artist so he can? It's time to now, if you ask me, to step up to the plate and get involved as much as possible in this open forum. Rod, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know what? You guys, hey, the boardroom is open. John, you poetic. And hopefully I contribute something to it. But listen to this.
Of course you do.
There's more than just an hour discussion in developing an artist. You know, the boardroom discussions are longer than an hour, longer than 2 hours. they might be every other day to develop an artist. Because, you see, the questions can be posed, but the answers might take research. And that research is what the boardroom is going to do before they come back with an answer or a solution to handling a problem. You know, we talked about the spin doctors when it came to DMX's career and the things he's gone through. You know, there's so many aspects to the team that the artist can work on being the artist, and the boardroom can cultivate that artist to reach his dreams, to make him a valuable product. You know, you just don't buy a piece of plastic and an electric cord and stick it in the wall and expect TV to come. It's the technology, the application, the intricate putting together to make it what it is. And see, that's the boardroom. This is not microwavable. This is a process that most artists that are successful have gone through. And that's why they're successful, you know, in developing that person that you see and hear, and their production and their show. You know, they're rehearsed. They're not just called up and come on out and do it. Those things are already scripted, and in the team it's put together so that they are complete. They are complete. They're interviews. You know, they're critiqued on who they're going to see and how that what they might expect within an interview with someone. You know, these things are done behind the scenes. This is the preparation to be great, to be all you can be. And, you know, if they don't understand, then they understand one thing, why their career is not going up like they want it to. You know, you can have all the social media in the world, but if you don't have that team telling you the other side of the game, because what social media do may fake you out and make you think, but when you present yourself in front of the people, the reality fades in. Am I coming up short, or am I giving them something over the top, more than they expected? So when we talk about this music game in this industry, yeah, it's magic, it's development, it's cultivation. It's becoming all you can become when you decide that you're going to be that artist. But without the boardroom, you're lost, because there's so many things and aspects and directions that you have to grow in. You might miss the one that's necessary at the time to get you up.
I got to tell you like this. The philosopher has stepped into the building.
Hey, the boardroom's got
man,
all of
Rondo.
Us. Huh? It's got all of us, man. See, that's the catch to it. You got to have that team. Your expertise is in one direction. Mine's in another. John's in another. Listen to all the different people that you could have on one team. We're not out here to fail, but we're here to tell the truth.
You spoke of something very important earlier, and we talked about it earlier today. Can you explain to them why the fixer is a necessary commodity in the music? Because a lot of people know what the mixing is. They know what the mastering is, but they never... They
never
know
thought about the picture.
That this is not a part of the formula. You have to make the corrections.
You know, the funny part about it is that I hear a lot of artists say, "Okay, I did the tracks. We laid the tracks and what have you. And then I sent it to be mixed and mastered." Well, okay, do you realize that mixing and mastering has nothing to do with fixing the production to make it a good production? It just mixing and mastering is just the sound levels. What if you're off pitch? What if you're off tempo? What if the instrumentation, there's a time problem in one of the instruments and what have you? Those things don't get fixed. And so that has been the quietest person in this industry is the fixer. You know, I talked to you earlier and you said, is that the editor? And I go, no, he's not the editor. He's the guy that fixes the vocals. He fixes the out-of-tune portions. He fixes the timing. That has nothing to do with editing. Editing is the first step on just having a product. But to go in and fix it so that it is of a quality production, there are different tools in the industry that are applied, not in mixing and not in mastering. And so a lot of artists skip that one point. They don't have it fixed before it's mixed and mastered. Those guys, when you send it out to have it mixed and mastered, that's exactly what they do. They take the tracks and they mix and they master them, but they don't fix them. And that's something that I thought all the hip-hop artists should realize, because there are different little things in productions that can be fixed and should be fixed to make it the consumers possibly spend their money on the product. Now, not all productions need to be fixed, but the majority do, especially when there's background vocals and all those type of things. The human off-key, off-rhythm, the music sync on it, generally if they're buying leased beats, and to a degree they may not hear the flaw, or they may not understand why their voice is so loud. Even though it's been mixed down, it's because it hasn't been fixed. And these are the things that are necessary, the tools, the extra tools, instead of mixing and mastering, that need to be applied before the mixing and mastering. So that's what a fixer does. So now, one of these shows, we'll probably go into talking about fixing and what have you, but it takes tools, you know, and these are the things that should be looked at and should be thought about, so that the artist has an idea about them. And, you know, other than that, is there anything else that you might want to know, Poetic, about the fixer at this point in time? I noticed that, you know, hey, there's going to be curiosity about the fixer, but we'll talk about it on another show in depth. Now, you know what?
We have Flossy Jeezy who just joined us. Flossy Jeezy, tell us, man, your thoughts on the boardroom meeting. How do you make your music the focus of the conversation? You have the floor, sir.
What I try to do is I try to listen to what it is I produce and what I make. I get a general consensus from people that I'm close to that may either, you know, be in the house or, you know, riding in my vehicle or whatever. But as a person that puts something together, that creates and composes a song, I try to make it in such a way that if I can like it as an artist, you can like what you produce, you can like what you make, but it doesn't necessarily translate into what other people, you know, may want to hear. But I try to get as close to whatever I feel someone would want to hear as I can. And I try to make my style of music different from what everybody else does, because I know what the current style of music out here sounds like. I know what a lot of people are producing and what seems to fit and work. But my hardest thing that I have to deal with each week that I come out, because I produce a Monday song every week and post it on Facebook and in different various places, I try to get as close to what I feel people want to hear through my own ears and through my own, like I said, through my own folks that I kind of deal with, which I think might not only work, but it's hard to fight to be original, because just about everything out here sounds so much the same. A lot of folks try to blend in with whatever they think the current trend of sound is, but it actually works a lot better for you. You actually get noticed a lot faster and sooner if what you put out sounds different from everybody else. It's a challenge that I deal with, but I have 52 chances a year over the last 3 years in terms of 52 weeks in a year to try to make my songs come out sounding different from what everybody else is doing. I mean, I love that classic music blend that Dre used for so many years. I like that Premier and that Wu-Tang sound. So I have various means to various sound stands. I'm not using the same sound stand. I kind of mix sound stands from different companies. And I try to do things like that to try to be as different as possible. And so far, so good. I've been successful at it, and I think that's what catches a lot of people's ear, because I like the drama settings, you know, soundtrack stuff, because I don't want to just make just hip-hop music. I want to make hip-hop music, commercials, music for commercials, you know, movie soundtracks, various things, but they all, it's amazing what you can do when you can add a beat to something that usually wouldn't have something added to it. And my thing is try to be as creative and original with your music as you can. That's what makes your music really stand out. Try not to sound like everybody else. I mean, you know, so a lot of trap music today, a lot of, you know, different styles like that. That's a great style of music. It's terrific. But I try to do something different from that. And anytime you do anything different, that in itself brings people into you, because it just sounds different.
Wow. Man, I ain't want to interrupt you, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. you was lacing knowledge just now, brother. Love it. S-Dub, yeah. I see that you called back in. We about to close out. What's your 1 minute of fame of what is in the bedroom? I'm saying boardroom.
Yeah.
That
uh-oh,
should be spinning conversation
about.
About to
go holler at your girl, seem like.
Y'all
like know what time
club.
It is. No, I'm just messing with you.
All right, look.
What's that?
What is it? Put your line with business, and you can find out where your game and your artistism is all fitness. It means you're in line for new game. And these cats out here that just want to bring a story in and a gimmick and all that artist, yeah, it's going to fade away. You got to be serious. The talent's got to be original. You already know this game is not about dough. For money can bring through, for bills to be paid. But I ain't about materialistic stuff. No, not that way. I got to get it. And that's just the way I got to be. I got kids to feed. I got a life to breed. And this music is the art industry.
I love it.
Let's find out what's going on with the time. This is actually poetry from my mind. Tupac and back in the block and back in the 90s when you had your pants sagged. Now it's all tight where it's all jacked up and you're shocked. They're trying to fix up the population. It's abusive for the government stuff that they bring it to our motivation. Okay, division, I get it. You understand? I've been around at the minutes, and now I gotta end this show because the minutes going through like a freestyle. I'm chilling on the road talking to someone that is like, oh, what's going on with this world? It's messed up. Current events is all crazy. You got earthquakes. You got Monsanto stuff, and people are throwing up. Cliffs all baby, and mama's killing kids too. This world's shacked up, but it's all relies on you.
Man, standing ovation, guys. Come on, man. We got to give it to this guy. Come on, man.
Yes,
that was good,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
That was good, brother.
Yes, kid. I love that. I love the lyrics.
Yes, sir. It was clean. Hey, you need to put it on wax, man, and upload it to Hip Hop National, man. We're going places. We want to take you with us. Let's make it happen. Hey, guys, I got to tell y'all, Floxy, GZ, this is one of my radio partners. Tell them, man, right, what's happening next, coming up. Come on.
So what's far on, as, oh, well, tonight, so far as my show is concerned, I got a show on here in about a half an hour tonight, and it's kind of a it's Thursday, so it's kind of a general topics thing. But you know, my thing is that do you feel that the what are the chances do you think you give the Miami Heat for three-peating? What do you feel as an artist makes you a success? Should artists be conscious of music that they make in terms of what goes on in their communities and what people are listening to? And something basic, who is your GOAT MC? So that's what I'm doing over on my page tonight. Beyond that, just trying to keep it
driving. How do we get to it, though? How do we get to it? How do we get to it?
You go over to Facebook and you type in Flossy Jeezy. That's F-L-A-U-X-Y space G-Z, right? And it's the Flossy Jeezy Show Worldwide over on Facebook.
We love you, man. We love you, man. Keep doing your thing, okay? I have to go. My time is ended. Raw Dog, Dr. A.T., I want to say thank you to all of you guys. But, hey, guys, stay around. Here's the music.
Hey, y'all be smooth and be blessed, though.
All right.
God
you
bless.
Too, sir.
God you bless. You as well. You're a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
No problem. You have a nice night.
All right, you too, brother. Thank you. Hey, up on that music.
And welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck. One more round.
It's one more round. Let's go. MRP.
Feel good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club Owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
You leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round.
One more round, one more round.
One more, let's go.
One more round, bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress-free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling. Just one more, feel it.
All these people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round. One more round.
Round, round.
One more. What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your world.
shut this down, down, down. Oh.
Next on deck, I'm swagging.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I hit the block like a pill. Riding real slow, got a pocket full of dro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on the crane. With the real big rims, cars sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Greens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scotty Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swaggin', grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swaggin',
can't drip, drippin' in the lane.
I'm swaggin',
rims still spinning like whoa. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O.
I'm swaggin', get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin',
get your swang on. Get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm from the bed, we started off with Dayton's and Bowles. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player. Go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing. Go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain. Let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
Yes, 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 it is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it, spotlight time. spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, bitch that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I know God has my, but I got that my. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he's choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacationing and tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
In their heart.
long after we go down to the grave. God already said to me.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis.
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. But more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjured. Jay came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Confess it back, things from the devil, that's what he owed me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me.
repent and see you in the days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, stop repenting to see you in the days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing.
Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungrateful. So the Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. He can hate all he want but can't stop God's favor. See God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting and see in the days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting and see in the days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Woo! Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. Two chains, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mama she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. Sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship pack number gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood picks the fire in against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gon' flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. AT in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least a thousand that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
bus. Alrighty.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
this girl swings. I ain't looking to sponsor nobody. The following constitutes a full agreement between the sponsor and artist management. Come on. Come on, artist management. Come on. Here. Refer to his manager for the service of artist event. In connection with the sponsor's product and services, all collectively here with here and after referred to as products. Sponsor shall be the exclusive sponsor of the artist event, tentatively scheduled for entered, without limiting the generality of the foregoing. No other party. No other party. That's a local radio station. May be listed on or mentioned as a sponsor or presenter of the event. Artist. Full compensation for the rights of the service granted herein. Sponsor shall pay manager the sum of blank dollars and payable over on before the following day.
Okay.
I always took it with Chris Kevin. Tickets I had no cost for each performance. Such tickets shall be favorable in the highest range location. In addition, sponsors shall have the right to purchase at the ticket's value price up to 10% of the sponsor tickets at each venue. Said tickets to be for favorable team seats in the highest price range and to be made available at the earliest date possible. An official logo and identification phraseology or catchphrase shall be developed for the artist event by manager, which shall be subject to the approval of the sponsor, and which shall refer to sponsor in first position. Artist event sponsor presents such logos or identification phraseology, where applicable, shall be permanently included in the promotional and advertising references which related to the artist event disseminated throughout many media, radio, and point of purchase by promoter or company announcing the artist event. Nothing herein after contained shall constitute an obligation of the sponsor part to advertise or promote the artist event, it being understood by the parties hereto that the sponsors may do so at its option or may. It's just a contract for whatever sponsorship they get. I have to read that shit. free country.